What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So that means that she starts at Georgia. When does school start?
Wednesday,
okay. Yep. So she starts Wednesday at a school that has a football program that the Associated Press thinks is the fifth best team in the country preseason. That sounds about right.
About right.
Yeah. Coaches right. Had them at 4. Yeah. AP has them at 5. I mean, I can't. You know, I'm sure that there may be, I don't know, Brandon Adams, we'll talk to him tomorrow. Maybe he's worked up about it. I don't know how you could be too worked up about that.
Yes,
like fourth
is.
Or fifth, top five. I know when we talked to him about the coaches poll being fourth, he's like, yeah, I mean, when they won the national championship, they came from third and sixth or something like that.
He's mad today because we beat two of the teams that's in front of her. So, yeah, BA's coming in hot tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. Georgia did beat both Clemson and Texas twice last year.
Yeah, so, yeah, my boy BA's fired up.
Texas number one again. They're number one in the AP and the coaches poll.
Why?
Returning talent and Arch.
Okay.
I think is why.
Okay. All right.
Penn State is number two. They were number three in the coaches poll. They're number two in the AP poll, which makes ESPN mad because – or Fox or whoever has the game.
Because I thought Fox had the game.
I think Fox has the game. Yeah. They're probably bummed out about this. I don't know why they don't just take the coaches poll and use that as their graphic, because Ohio State's third and Texas and Ohio State play week one. Just use the coaches poll graphic. So this is one versus two.
Why not?
Who cares? Use whatever one you want to make the thing look better.
Whatever you need to do to make it seem like it's one versus two, why not do that?
Clemson's four in the AP poll. I was a little surprised they weren't.
I was all
top five in the coaches poll.
100% with you.
So they get the love from the AP. They're four. Like we said, Georgia's fifth. Notre Dame at 6. Oregon was 7 in both of them. Alabama is 8th in the AP poll. LSU 9. And Miami at 10. Yeah. And on down from there.
Oh, and week one in Miami, Notre Dame week one?
Yes.
Okay, so you got three top 10?
There's so many good ones.
Three top 10 games.
So you got Texas, Ohio State.
Yes.
I know.
LSU, Clemson.
LSU, Clemson. So that's 8-4 in this poll.
And then
Miami, Notre Dame. So that's 10-6. I wanted to say there was one other really good one, too, but it's escaping me. And then just as far as votes go, Georgia Tech did get 63 votes.
There we go.
So they were outside the top 25, but they got 63 votes.
Oh, where were they at in the coaches then?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
I'm surprised Tech isn't in the top 25.
Me too.
I'm very surprised.
Me too. The back
very,
end of the top 25 is a little bit strange.
Very surprised
like,
by that.
I know Texas Tech is in there. They're getting some love.
Because of the money.
The money, yeah, and the transfer portal that they had. Boise State. Maybe just out of respect for making the playoff last year, gets 25, and I think they got 25 in both of them. Tennessee is at 24. I understand Iowa State at 22. They got a really good quarterback coming back, and they were one win away from going to the college ball, or at least going to the Big 12 championship game.
They got Rocco
back. And then, yeah, look, I think some of them are just out of respect. Like Indiana at 20, you know what I mean? Like they had a really good year last year, so they get the benefit of starting out the year high. Washington couldn't get one vote.
Not to get a vote?
Not even one vote? Louisiana Lafayette got one vote.
Damn.
You know what I mean? I just want to see the W there somewhere. They're sleeping on us, Randy.
I
legitimately have no idea.
Yeah,
like, some years I'm like, I don't know. I think we probably should be. I have no idea.
I think that's how a lot of teams, a lot of coaches and voters are viewing Georgia.
Yep.
Yep. I really do. I think, you know, because Kirby and Georgia, the G and what Kirby has built there, I don't think they know how good this team is. I don't either.
No.
You know they're talented. You know they're talented because if you want to read out who's on the roster and all that other crap,
that's
right. They're talented.
And there's a lot of guys back from last year's team that won the SEC championship in a year where they played below their standard.
Yes.
Right? I think that plays into it as well. And like you said, I mean, if you accumulate as much talent year over year as Georgia has, same thing with Ohio State and some of these other schools that get the benefit of being in the top 10 every year, then you get to be in the top 10 every year. And the other thing about Georgia is they've validated it pretty much every year. I mean, a bad year for Georgia now is what? Winning the SEC and not making the Final Four?
Yeah. That's not.
It's not a bad year for most.
Not a bad year, but that's not, the expectation is where the expectations are. Rightfully so, they should be. I think in Kirby and his players, they understand the magnitude of what the expectation is for Georgia now. It is. It's championship or it's nothing. Not necessarily it's nothing, but you're supposed to be contending.
Look, the expectation is championship. When the season is over, you can discuss what happened.
Right.
Like, I don't think I ever would have thought there'd be a year where Georgia lost a couple of games and didn't make the Final Four of the college football playoff, and Kirby said it was the best job his coaching staff has ever done.
It was.
And because we saw what happened in the year, right?
Right.
But you could never have gotten Kirby to say, hey, this is what's going to happen this year, and it'll be your best coaching job. He said, well, that doesn't – no, it won't. my best coaching job was when we won back-to-back national championships.
Trouble for Texas. This is from Brent McMurphy. Of the past 21 preseason AP number ones, 19 have failed to win a national title.
Uh-oh. Curse.
Who's the last one to win go wire to wire? Was it George? Were we number one when we beat the hell out of TCU? No, okay.
They were off the national championship. I think they were third.
Oh, okay.
Somehow.
Okay, okay.
I would have to – my guess would be Alabama.
Yeah.
My guess would be Alabama.
Wire to wire.
But I'm not sure about that. Speaking of Georgia practice, that's where – well, first of all, I had a scrimmage over the weekend.
Yes.
No one in media gets to watch it, but people in media have rich friends that do get to watch it, and then they tell them what happened, and then they relay. Sounded like everything went pretty good by and large. Sounded like Gunnar Stockton had a good day. Puglisi made a couple nice throws as well. The running back – carry distribution was a little weird. Nate Frazier didn't do a ton. The transfer from Illinois didn't participate because he had been sick last week.
Right.
So it was kind of down the depth chart as far as some of the guys that got the ball in the run game. And then it sounded like the defense looked pretty good too. We'll talk to Brandon Adams more about that tomorrow because I know he's got his rich friends that he can tap into to find out what happened. But John Gruden's there. John Gruden was there talking to Georgia. Here he is talking about that and also what he wants to do next.
I'm being honest with you. I do not either. I want to coach again. I'd die to coach in the SEC. I would love it. I would fucking love it. I'm going to tell you guys this. What I know about the SEC is it's getting harder. The SEC's getting harder. They tell me Texas is in the SEC. Ooh, they tell me Oklahoma's in the SEC. Damn, Texas A&M. You know who your biggest opponent is? You. You. You're your biggest opponent. Ego. That's your biggest opponent. Greed. Jealousy. Your cell phone. You guys dig it? You got to make sure you're in charge of you. You bring your best self in here every night, and you'll see how great you can become.
I like that little speech tool that people use sometimes. He knows Texas is in the SEC, but he's like, they tell me Texas is in the SEC.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it makes it sound cooler.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. That didn't do anything for me.
No, but hey, it wasn't meant for you.
I guess not.
It wasn't meant for you. Them dudes in there just sitting there. Yeah. It was the last two were Alabama and USC.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think, I mean, you have these guys that come in, they speak to your team, they spend the day around your program, and you get a chance to meet them and things like that. John Gruden, one thing he can do, he can give a speech.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
He got that speech
voice. I hope the rest of it was better than that.
And he got that speech voice, too.
That part of it was fine. Yeah. I don't know. Were you moved by that?
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, a lot of times.
It was okay.
Outside speakers don't get me moved.
Oh, okay.
They make you think.
No. I'm a movable guy.
Really?
When it comes to a motivational speech, sure.
No.
I'll get jacked up and I'll say I'd like to run through a wall. I don't really want to try to do that.
Right.
Like most walls are pretty
thick. I think my peers more than anything.
Yeah.
Make me want to run.
I like a heart. Warming story,
yes.
Or somebody who's overcome something.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't like that kind of stuff. Is fine.
He was a great coach, and
all he did was
forgot to erase his emails.
Yeah, all he did was send some emails that were inappropriate. That's not really like adversity. You know what I mean?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.